With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 6th, 2024. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is G-Man. Gordon, how you doing?
I'm excellent, Andy. How about you?
Good. Yeah,
midweek,
a lot of football
midweek
on.
Japanese football kicking about today.
There was on the International Japanese YouTube channel. As is normal for this season, just an absolute mental case of results, just a basket case of results in there. Very hard league to predict in the early stages. So you will notice none of my picks are from Japan this week. Later on,
quite pleased about that.
Because it's just chaos, absolute chaos. For those of you watching on Patreon, you will also see a new addition to the Trample Bet family. And we introduce Mr. Callum Hodger. How are you doing, Callum?
Very well. Very well. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you very much. Obviously, Patreons and people that are in the Facebook group will probably have seen your name kicking about in it. Most notably, from recent, of several great shouts on Danny Armstrong to score for Kilmarnock. So you're a Kilmarnock fan yourself, yeah?
I am a Kilmarnock fan, yeah. I have been since a very young age, for sometimes my pain, but also things have been a bit better recently. So yeah, we're in the up at the moment, so it's been a good season.
Yeah. No, I'm a Dundee United fan, so, and Gordon's a Hibs fan, so we all know the pain of following a team in Scotland that isn't one of the big two, and the ups and downs that go alongside that, but also the value you can find when you're at the games every week and you can see what's going on. Danny Armstrong certainly getting him around 7-1 every week when he's bangs in the goals on the regular has been tremendous. How long you been into your sports betting, Callum? You don't need to give away your age here, you know, just a general ballpark.
Well, I can actually remember the first bet I ever placed, which was on the Euro 2004 finals for Holland to win and Ruud van Nistelrooy to win the tournament. To be top goalscorer, neither thing happened. So that was a start of pain, you know, with betting. But it's always been something I've been interested in. I've loved football since I was age, and I've got a very sort of statistical mind, sort of very interested in probabilities and so on. So combining the two of them is quite a kind of natural thing for me. So yeah, it's just a pastime and a hobby. I enjoy it. I've done a lot of match betting in my time, and found this podcast and really enjoyed it. So thanks for having me again.
There's not many things in life where you start working on something and then you end up just involved in it. Like, I'm really enjoying this. Now I have to get involved in place coupons and be involved and on it. So yeah. No, it's great. It's great to have you on. And it'll be exciting to, hopefully Danny Armstrong scores this weekend. That would be a great start to close off. Sorry, Andy, on you go.
Do you remember your first bet? Seeing as Callum's just brought that up there, Gordon, do you remember it?
I do remember my first bet, Hibs versus Celtic. I backed Derek Rowton scoring us to win 2-1 and we beat 4-0. That was the exact... I remember I placed bets prior to that when, on the Grand National and stuff like that, but that's the first one I consciously remember, like £2.50 disappearing in front of you, being like, yeah, that's that, gone. Do you remember yours?
I do. And it was interesting, Callum, talking about the pain of his first bet, because When I was a kid, I played a lot of golf, and my dad allowed me to pick one selection for the 1999 US Open. And I picked Payne Stewart, and he went and won it. So that got me hooked in like dead early. I was like, this thing's easy. This is great. Not easy. Was great. Not easy. But Payne Stewart, RIP. What a golfer he was. You mentioned football betting, Callum. Is it only football, or do you follow any other sports, even just recreationally, or play any other sports?
I do enjoy golf and I enjoy your golf podcast as well, but I'm not as knowledgeable as about football. You know, I've had an odd bet in the Grand National, but nothing of really any interest or knowledge. You guys, the stuff you talk about Cheltenham, it's all a bit over my head. You know, it's just the odd bet here and there for fun. But no, it's just all about football really for me.
Oh, that's fab, because that's what this was.
Lovely to have you on the football bit.
Yeah.
You are indeed. Okay, so quick introduction done. Great to have you on the show. Hey, you mentioned the Grand National. That's coming up a week on Saturday, so that'll be a big thing for us next weekend. As well, the US Masters. We mentioned golf. That's coming up too. But we have the small matter of the football card for this weekend. But before we get to it, Gordon and I quickly recap last week's results, because we don't hide away from anything on this show. And last week's guest was Dave Greenfield. So we'll run through what happened last weekend. And I started us off in Japan with the Bankers on Saturday morning. Kashima Antlers basically not to lose against Jubilo Iwata. I probably should have been a bit more adventurous than this. They won 1-0. They had a first half penalty, scored it, and then saw it out. So Banker win for me on the double chance there, but could have been a bit more ambitious.
Equally low ambition for mine. This was Barcelona versus Las Palmas. I backed Barcelona to win, done it a lot historically. And they went on to do it in this game as well. 1-1-0, goal chopped off in the first half by Rafinha. And then, but you know, this happened in a lot of my games this weekend that will be covered. The team that I was looking to lose went down to 10 men. Great. And Barcelona ended up winning 1-0. Second half win there, but yeah. Comfortable for Barca after the 10 men, they're just banking like two banks of like four and like a striker on occasion trying to get to the other half. But good result in there, 1-4.
Yep, and that meant it rolled on to Dave, who was the most ambitious of the lot of us, with a home win for Norwich against Plymouth at 1-2. Now, they went a goal down early, but they completed a second half comeback and went and won the game 2-1. So the banker treble came in, which is what we always want to see. Onto the value picks then. This was my most annoying pick of the week. Augsburg versus Cologne in the Bundesliga in Germany. Augsburg took the lead, the team I'd backed. They were pulled back within the first half, and I was messaging the guys in the chat, and I was like, I could really do with an Augsburg goal. And they got it 15 minutes from the end. A couple of minutes later, it was chopped off, and the game finished 1-1. So no value pick for me this week. Annoyed at that.
Well, I mean, I have no follow-up because mine won, so I'm just going to go at that. This was Wellington Phoenix versus Brisbane Roar. We did cover the fact that Brisbane had to travel to another country to play this game and would probably find it difficult. They did, and pretty much the ideal start for Wellington Phoenix, which was Kraev, their Bulgarian striker, scoring in the second minute. And then they went on to win 1-0. They did actually go down to 10 men. Wellington, that was in the 81st minute, but they're good enough to hold out for 10. So good result in there. 6-5 it went off it. So result for Wellington there, and yeah, on to Dave's pick for the values.
Well, Dave got a winner as well, but almost exactly in the opposite manner that you did. Dave backed Lincoln at home to Leyton Orient at just under evens, 19-20. And they won the game 1-0 with a 91st minute goal. So while you're scoring after 2 minutes, Lincoln are scoring, and you know what? The result's the same in the end. So excellent stuff from you two. I let down the value treble this week. That would have been lovely to get that in, because it would have been a big hefty price. But 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Outsiders. I backed against my own team here. I backed Raith Rovers away at Dundee United, and I'm actually delighted to say that this didn't come in. This was fine. Dundee United won the game 2-0 and probably put in their best performance of the season in doing so, something that was much needed because form hasn't really been there. So as a fan, delighted. As a podcast host, probably not great, but they were 15-4. So it was an outsider shot.
Were they in with a shout, or were Dundee United like, were you all over them, or...?
They should have been a goal up after 2 minutes. But after we got that wake-up call, we ran out pretty comfortable 2-0 winners. Scored a goal in the first half, then got a penalty 10 minutes from time. So, yeah, it completely different to how we normally play. It was.
You generally concede that goal and then spend the whole game trying to claw it back
against a team that's then well organised, and we struggle doing that. So delighted it didn't go that way from a fan's perspective, although there's still work to be done because we're now 4 points ahead, but we've played a game more. So if Wraith win their game in hand, it's only 1 point, you know, so that is not a big enough lead to feel comfortable.
Okie dokie. Well, I'll take us into the outsider slot. And I was in a very boring game. I am very pleased to announce that it was 1-1. And so this was Albacete versus Huesca. I've been doing really well with predicting draws in both the Spanish and Italian lower leagues. And this game did not disappoint. Albacete and Huesca, they drew 1-1. Both goals came in the second half. Albacete got a goal chopped off in the 90 minutes plus two. To keep it at 1-1, which was great, because I know Joey had actually backed it on his 5-team ACA as well, so that was a big boost in for there for him. This game on some bookies kicked off as 17-10 for a draw. Like, that's obscene.
Love it.
Imagine how boring a game it has to be when the bookies are like, we're moving this into the value slot, son. It's heading down. So
almost 6-4 for a draw. Yeah. Yeah.
Tremendous. But yes,
you're great at finding them. You really are. And that's another one to add to your list. So an outsider in, which meant Dave's outsider pick of Russell. So he was backing a game that involved his own team, but he was backing his own team to win. I love the confidence. And the report back was that it was a game that was pretty damn even, and he was pretty happy with Russell's performance, although they did lose the game 1-1 away from home at Alfreton. But again, 72 price tag, so you don't need to hit that very often for it to be a good bet. And on the balance of things, in an even match, he was probably on the right side of it while not getting a winner. Okay, the charity treble we do every week, £10 of our own money. I ruined this very early, Saturday at 7 a.m, backing the Yokohama F Marinos away at Nagoya Grampus. The away win was 23-20. I just really liked the price on the title favourites, and they took the lead early in the second half. Just conceded an equaliser about 10 minutes from time, lost the game in stoppage time, try to push for a winner. Lose 2-1. Don't really have much else to say about that apart from they haven't started the season very well considering their title ambitions.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Well, this was the fourth of my four, so this was 4 out of 4 for me. I had taken Le Mans at home to Épinal, the battle of teams that can't win at home versus teams that can't win away. And the team that I selected to win at home did. So yeah, Le Mans won this game 1-0. Not comfortable by any means. The match highlights show that they scored in the 24th minute and then spent the entire game doing what most of Dundee United's opposition do by just setting up big banks and hoping that the other team don't score. But it did come in, ended up kicking off a 1-2. So it dropped in again. But yeah, so good result for Le Mans in there. You will see them again this week. I know on the charity Dave. Then for Dave.
Yeah, well, Dave backed Aston Villa, the home of the Wolves, 3-5. Solid winner, 2-0 winner. Excellent. I let down the charity bet this week, so I'll be backing it again, which is only fair. And hopefully we can get a winner. But that would involve me getting my charity pick right, which, you know, I've not done the last 2 weeks in a row. So
can't believe I was taking it tight last week. My game there. We're betting things that are under even money, and you were like, this is pish. Man, yeah. We'll see if you could come up with a charity winner this week for it.
Must do better on the report card. So we'll get to that. We'll get to all next week's selections after a short break. But before that, if you fancy joining us for the midsection and also getting the cheat sheet, all the picks written down, you know where it is. Just head to tramplebet.com. You'll see a link to our Patreon. It's £6 a month around that. And yeah, you get the cheat sheet, you get with all the picks written down. You get the middle section, you get to see us on video format. You get the early release on video format, and you'll get special podcasts as well, and get to hear us talk golf and horse racing and all the other sports that myself, Gordo, and our co-hosts have an interest in. So tramplebet.com and click the link to Patreon. But hey, we've got a new host after the break. I'm excited. We'll see you back in 2 minutes.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, April 6th, 2024. Gordon trying to maintain his 4 out of 4 form. Me trying to do better than a poor week last week. And Callum, you've got a clean slate, my man.
Fingers crossed.
There we go. Just straight in, no pressure at all. That's how it works. Same format as always, banker bets, value bets, outsiders, and then we wrap it up with a charity treble, £10 of our own money, my money, because I let the charity down last week, and any returns go to a charity of our choosing that I'll announce on next week's show when it rolls in. So let's kick us off with the bankers. I'm a wee bit late in the weekend for mine. English Premier League on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Sheffield United versus Chelsea. And the away win for Chelsea is 4-9. So almost 1-2 there. Chelsea are in 12th place and they take on Sheffield United, who are dead last. So Chelsea have 40 points from 28 games. And that's not as many as their fan base would have wanted or expected. It is considerably more than the 15 points that Sheffield United have managed. Form-wise, Chelsea have taken 9 points in the last 5 games. Sheffield United, they've managed just the 2 points, scoring 5 times, but conceding a massive 17 goals across those 5 games. You don't need to look into this in too much detail, really. What you see here is what you get. It's 4-9 for a Chelsea win. I think that's huge.
I am not hugely inspired by your banker pick this weekend, just because of how just Chelsea, I mean, everyone's covered this so much, but like, they have a team of guys that they paid a ridiculous amount of money for that seem to be like just not the kind of guys you're paying that amount of money for. Like, it's my best description of it. Just Sheffield United are, yeah, but Sheffield United are so shit that I don't think that matters. So, Cal, I don't know if you want to come in on that.
I was just going to agree with you. I'm new to the show. Should I go against the host? Chelsea are just awful. But yeah, I mean, Sheffield United are pretty bad. Be interesting, they got a draw with Fulham last week, so it'll be interesting to see how they do. I think it's Liverpool they're playing this midweek, is it?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if they can continue that form or probably they just brush them aside. But yeah. If it was anybody else other than Sheffield United, I think would maybe give you a harder time.
A bit tight, but Chelsea, that's fine.
They just leak goals, Sheffield United. They're just Sheffield United. They're 15 points from 40 matches. Like, surely Chelsea can win that. Surely.
They should. Yeah, absolutely. They should.
They should. So let's talk about other bankers in the same league. So this is Saturday at 12:30, early kickoff. I'll be taking Man City away at Crystal Palace, and you'll get them at 4-11 to win this game. I can't believe City are like, the predictions on City just now, they're like a 14% chance of winning the title, right?
Is that what it is?
Right, see, because that draw at the weekend, it's like, before and after, they were talking about like 30% chance of winning the title, 14%. Now, because Liverpool and Arsenal, that doesn't take into the account the fact that they're just going to go on and win the title. Like, it does, that you could put together any mathematical model you want, right? I would, there's no part of me that wants City to win Premier League. And there's, I'm sure Andy could say exactly the same. But
yeah,
Arsenal and Liverpool will probably end up falling away and City will win by
Arsenal
like 2
points.
Points
to somebody. Silly. Like, of course they will. They'll end up with a draw somewhere. Like,
and
whereas City win these games.
They do. City consistently win games. Do you know who they win games against? teams like Crystal Palace.
Ross.
Yeah. And Crystal Palace at the moment, sitting in 14th place. They're not going to get relegated this season. You know, Luton are in 18th with 22 points, 8 points behind. They've done enough to stay up. I'm sure Jerome could attest to this, but quite a lot of their players are injured at the moment as well. You see Guehi is out, who was great for them in defence at the moment. City's away form over the last five games. They've drew Liverpool, but before that, they beat Luton, Bournemouth, Copenhagen and Brentford. These are all teams of a similar quality. And I include Copenhagen in that because they're willing to play Callum Patterson. So they are, they have in there. But look, I just think that, I just think it's far too much at the moment to, it's far too much at the moment for Crystal Palace to get a result against City here. You're going to get them at 4-11. And I think that's a good price for a team that are probably going to win the Premier League. So 4-11, City away, and what's the early kickoff? That's the only part of it that makes you feel a bit ill. And we have previously discussed backing against it or avoiding it. But, you know, it's not for City.
I mean, you didn't particularly like my banker pick. This one is brilliant. I like this so much better than mine. It's just you'd already picked this.
I had already done that. So you had to look. I mean, Crystal Palace do have double the amount of points of Sheffield United. Sure. But I would counter that by saying that City have more than double the amount of points Chelsea have. So
yeah, and City have something to play for, and the impetus is massive. You'll get them at 2-1 if you fancy them for the Premier League. Liverpool are 6-5 favourites just now. Arsenal 11-4.
Yeah.
So City are still in there as setting favourites in 2-1. I guess they play Villa tonight, and they're fourth place. That should be a reasonably hard game, but I fancy City to win that at home. Yeah. And you might see that price change.
Yeah.
Right. So there's two bankers. Callum, where are you in the world?
So I'm taking us to Serie A for a 2 PM kickoff on Saturday. My banker this week is AC Milan, and they are playing at home to Lecce, and the price on AC Milan to win is 2-5. The reason I've went for this, so Milan, excellent run of form at the moment. They've won 6 consecutive matches in the league, including a very impressive victory on Saturday night away to Fiorentina. Lecce, I was looking away at their away form earlier on. They've only won once away from home all season. And that was actually in their last away match. But it was 1-0 to Salernitana, who, if you're following Serie A, you'll know are marooned at the bottom of the league. So it's
Sheffield United of Italy right there.
Yeah,
including?
Yes, you gotta be beating them. So I'm kind of overlooking that. The only bit that made me hesitate about it was that they did get a new manager a few weeks back, and they've had a slight upturn in form. They won against Salernitana, and they also drew with Roma at home, which was a decent result. But I just look at this and I think Milan are in form. They've a much better team. They've had no midweek games, so a full week to prepare for that. And what I do when I kind of prepare for this is I look through the games, and before I look at the prices, I kind of think, right, what would that price need to be for me to back it? And I was thinking of Milan, you know, 1-4, maybe 1-3, but to get 2-5, I think is excellent. They're just a much better team. They're very strong at home, and I think they'll win.
I think that's a great pick in there. And the fact that AC Milan versus Lecce as well, like if you look at the historical form between the teams, they've played, the last 10 times they've played have been 9 AC Milan wins and a draw. That gives me the kind of confidence. And that does stretch back to the year 2000. So that gives you enough time in there. But yeah, I think it's a great pick, and I look forward to it rolling in.
Fingers crossed.
Superb. So that means a banker treble this week if you fancied combining them. A win for Chelsea away at Sheffield United, a win for Man City away at Crystal Palace, and a win for AC Milan at home to Lecce shakes out at 1.75-1 exactly. So halfway between 6-4 and 2-1, which I think is pretty good for three bets we really like the look of. Okay, on to the value picks then. I have us Sunday at 1 PM UK time in the Danish Superliga. And the Danish Superliga has now split. It does that thing that the Scottish League does and splits into a championship group and a relegation group. And this is the relegation group for Villa versus Randers. And I like the away win for Randers at 4-5. And that's purely because, to give you an indication here, Randers are top of that relegation group. So it's the top six and bottom six. Randers are seventh in the league and Villa are dead last. So Randers have 26 points from 23 matches this season. Villa 11 points. And to show you how bad that is, The team above them has double that amount of points. So they are dead last and staying dead last. Their home form has been particularly terrible. So of their 11 points that they've managed all season, I'll throw it out there, lads. How many have they taken at home?
I'm going to go with 8.
2.
Nice. Real 2. Talent. Good home backing there they've got from the fans.
Haven't seen them win at home this season at all, which is quite sad, really. And I don't think this is the game that they will finally see that win. The teams have already met this season in Villawa just last month, 18th of February. Randers won the game 3-1 with way more shots on goal than their opponents. You're getting 4-5 for Randers here, so not too far away from even money, and I think that represents pretty good value. So Randers are my value pick this weekend.
Okie dokie. Well, I'll take us to the Bundesliga Zwei for mine. We are in the German second division, and I will be taking another game that this doesn't count as like an early kickoff because Germany have like 5 games to kick off at midday, but like this is a midday kickoff on Saturday, and I fancy Kiel away at Nuremberg. Kiel are second in the league. They've taken 52 points from their 27 games. They're in the automatic promotion place ahead of Dusseldorf by 6 points, behind St. Pauli by 5 points. So they're not comfortable, but they're not within one game of being caught on either side. They are the best away team in this league. They've taken 27 points from 13 games, giving them the best record. They just seem to be doing a Le Mans here. They just love winning games away from home. They're playing against FC Nuremberg, who are the 12th best out of a 18-team league at home, taking 19 points from their 13 games. And Kiel have just been really good. Over the last 5, they've won the last 3 on the spin, a draw with Hertha before that, and lost 4-3 to St. Pauli. I just think Kiel will have quite a lot in this game to do. Their away form's great. Nuremberg's home form isn't fantastic. Last 2 games, they've lost on the spin 2-0. In the last 5 games, they've won 1, drawn 2, lost 2. Those last 2 were back-to-back. And I think the price of 6-5 is, as Callum was talking about earlier on, I would have expected them to be under even money for this, purely because of their really good away form. Getting over even money for Heat represents a lot of value, and I'll be taking Kiel in this spot. It's also an early payout league. That's another thing that does factor in for me here. So you'll get Kiel away from home at 6-5. Callum, who do you fancy value-wise? So, or dispute my pick completely and tell it, say it was shy. No. The option is still there to do both.
I don't know anything about the Bundesliga's value, to be honest, but I did look at this and I noticed some of the splits that you're talking about. The 6-5 does look pretty good, I have to say. So I'm not going to dispute it. So I'm in Scotland at SPL, 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday for Aberdeen against Livingston, or Livingston against Aberdeen, sorry, and I'm taking Aberdeen, the away team, to win the game. Why? Well, first of all, they're playing Livingston, so this is becoming a bit of a theme of the show. I think we're just backing against horrible teams, and Livingston are dreadful. I was looking through their form since the turn of the year, so they've played 12 matches. They've won 1, drawn 2, and lost 9. The one victory came over to Mirren, who are 5th in the league, so that does sound like a reasonable enough result. But St. Mirren had a penalty, I think the 70th minute or so, which they missed. Had that gone in, it's probably another match that they've not won. So I'm not giving them too much credit for that win. Their form at the moment is terrible. I think everybody who plays in between now and the end of the season is going to be thinking, right, we need to take 3 points from here. We then look at the other side of it, which of course is Aberdeen. I don't know if there's any Aberdeen fans that listen to the show, but they may disagree with them. But I actually thought Barry Robson was doing an okay job. They've got quite a kind of interesting recruitment model. They've signed some really good players at the start of the season. They had a lot of young players embedded in new talent, but also they were competing with the Conference League group stages. So I think they had a bit of a difficult first half to the season. January came around, results weren't great, and they sacked them. And of course, they brought in Neil Warnock, which was just an absolute disaster from start to finish. My take on Aberdeen is that they're actually better probably than what the table shows. Since Warnock certainly announced that he was leaving, I know he was there for the Kelly Cup tie, but he told the players he was leaving. They've won 3 out of 4 games. I think they've got a much better players than Livingston, and they'll be looking at this thinking, right, a couple more wins and we'll be safe, and this is a great chance to get the 3 points. Again, map of ice, I was expecting, I'm thinking, you know, 70-10, 45, I'd be interested to get involved. They're 21-20, so the odds against, and I think that's pretty good value for anybody against Livingston. But I think there's a justification that Aberdeen are better than they should be, up where they are in the league anyway.
Yeah, and David Martindale just keeps just trying to sell all his players from underneath them constantly, like as if they're in, as if every interview is like a shop window for them. It's mental. Like, this season's Hamilton. No, they're wild.
Yeah. They've only won 3 games all season, Livingston. Like, they've really struggled. I think the thing with Aberdeen is that obviously they're such a big club, high pedigree. The expectation amongst the fans would have been that while all these things are going on in the background and all the good things with developing young players, fans of a club of that size want to see points.
Yes, that's it.
I don't think they're getting them.
If they stuck with Robson, they would probably have finished top six. They wouldn't have caught Hearts. They'd probably be in around Kelly and St Mirren having a better season. But the whole Neil Warnock thing was just a farce.
It was madness, wasn't it? Made headlines.
Yeah, it did that. Not good ones, mind you.
not good ones.
But bad press.
But one thing it does do is it means that we're getting them with better than even money away at Livingston. So, you know, good for us.
Hopefully.
So that means the value picks this week then. A win for Randers FC away at Villawa IF. A win for Holstein Kiel away at Nuremberg. And a win for Aberdeen away at Livingston. So 3 away picks. And if you fancy combining them, just over 7-1. 7.11-1. Okay, outsider time. I look forward to hearing about Gordon's draw. And I look forward to seeing what Callum's going to do here. I am going big in my outsider this week.
I did see this.
I haven't mentioned it yet,
but this is pretty. Is this the largest outsider you've brought to the podcast in a year, maybe?
All right, in a year, no, because I once backed a team to win away at Cologne at like 12-1, and they lost 8-0.
But you know, you were on the
back in the day. So I have brought a bigger price to the show. It ended in disaster. But this is pretty big. And it's because every time I look at the League Two scores, I'm always impressed at what Crawley are up to, and they're always winning games as underdogs. They're now up to 7th in the table, which is actually the final promotion spot for the playoffs. Well, the final playoff spot. They've got 62 points from 40 games. They've scored 61 times and conceded 56. Their last 3 away games have been wins, 2-1 at Harrogate, 3-1 at Tranmere, and just 2 days ago, a pretty comprehensive 4-0 victory away at mid-table Newport. I say mid-table, when they played each other last week, there was only 3 points separating them, and they went across there to a team that's, you know, the bookies had them as equally matched as underdogs and scudded them 4-0. Mansfield, they're second in the table. If you listen to the midsection, we are well aware that they've had a 9-2 win this season. So, you know, they're not rubbish, right? We're going against what's happened in the podcast earlier by backing teams against terrible teams. Mansfield are decent. 73 points from 40 matches. But they've had a blip recently. They drew 1-1 at home to Colchester and then went away to Wrexham and lost 2-0. So they're definitely not unbeatable. The 5-game form table shows Crawley in 4th with 10 points, Mansfield in 7th with 7 points. You extend it back to 10 games, Crawley are still ahead of them. They're 2nd in the 10-game form table with 22 points, Mansfield 6th with 16 points. So I don't think the gulf here is as big. I think Crawley are very capable of an upset, and the win for them is 5-1. And I just think that's really, really huge, especially as they're a team that's won 5 of the last 6 away games and they're in better form. I believe the words are worth a punt. I wouldn't be putting the mortgage on it, but
5-1's bold. 5-1 is very bold. I'm looking forward to it.
Crawley have had an interesting season, I think. They were the bookies' favourites, I believe, at the start of the season to go down.
Yeah.
But they signed a bunch of guys, I think, for non-league, and it seems to have actually clicked for them. So yeah, fair play to them. I hope they win against
It has clicked for them, and that's why they've continued to be the underdogs in a lot of these games. And they keep, so when they keep winning, you're still making really good profit in Crawley. Okay, it's a punt. It's a 5-1 shot against a very, very good Mansfield team. But, you know, it's an outsider section. It's time to be bold.
And we appreciate it. I am going borderline and boring for my pick here. This is the Italian Serie B. We're at round 32, and this is a quarter past three kickoff on Saturday. This is Reggiana versus Cittadella, and I'm backing a draw at 2-1.
Love it.
Reggiana have drawn 10 out of the last 15 home games. How the fuck does this league work? I just drawn 10 at home back to back. Like, it's insane. That includes, like, if you look at their last five home games, they've drawn 4 out of the last 5 with a 2-0 loss to Ternana there. Cittadella's away form. By the way, these teams are right beside each other in the league. So both are just under the Italian kind of mental league playoff section. So they're in 10th and 11th, 40 and 39 points respectively. So Reggiana with one more point. Both played 31 games. Both scored 34 and 35 goals. Conceded 35 and 40. Like, there's such a draw. Game just looks like a draw. They're in 10th and 11th, so they won't want to give up ground in this game because they both can still get into the kind of eighth team promotion roundabout that the Italians do there. That being said, 34 points, so they're on 40 and 39. 34 points is the relegation zone in this league. So they're only 5 points away from being relegated as well. So picking up points is important. I think both teams would be relatively happy with a draw. Reggiana certainly would, because they've drawn 10 of their last 15. Cittadella's away form, they've drawn their last 2 on the spin. They lost 4 before that, but they've drawn 2 games prior to that as well. Just looks really equal. My final piece in this puzzle is, if you look at the last 5 games they've played against each other, there has been 1 Cittadella away win, and that was in 2021, and 4 draws. So it just looks like a draw. Bookies think it'll be a draw. 2-1. So just on my line for acceptable outsider pricing. So yeah, very boring, not terribly exciting, but they have been coming in a lot recently. So I will hand over to Callum, who I know is about to go and have some fun with the old firm. So tell us what's going to happen.
Well, I can't claim to be anyone who is as much an expert as picking draws as yourself, but I'm taking a draw. It's Sunday at 12 PM in the Rangers Celtic match, and I'm going for a draw. The price is 5-2. The reason for that, it's not really a stats kind of based one, which is not something that I normally go for. It's just a kind of feel for the game. For anybody who's not familiar with the kind of nuances of the Scottish Premier League fixture, there's a split coming up, as I think Andy mentioned earlier on, and I was looking at the fixtures today. I believe the next Old Firm game will probably be on the 27th or the 28th of April, because they've got the Scottish Cup, and then they want it as early as possible. The police are not going to have like a last day of the season Rangers Celtic type of decider. So this will be played again, I think, in about 3 weeks' time. So I feel like with a draw, it's one of those ones where it might go wrong. Maybe Rangers get a couple of goals, maybe Celtic get a couple of goals, but I feel like if we're in the second half, half an hour to go, both teams will probably reach a stage where a draw is not a bad result. I think it's very much a must-not-lose game rather than a must-win for both, but especially with the knowledge that they think that there's another game coming up in a few weeks where they can go at it again. Both teams are pretty good. I think Rangers have probably got a bit more momentum than Celtic, but Celtic's form has picked up as well. It's really difficult to split them. The only thing that holds me back a wee bit about it is there has been quite a few goals recently in Old Firm games. So unlike yourself, where you're hoping for a 0-0, I don't see it being a 0-0, but I do think 1-1, half an hour to go, 20 minutes to go, they might just settle and think, right, let's go again in a few weeks. So yeah, I'm going for the draw in the Old Firm at 5-2 at 12 PM, son.
Thanks. I like the thinking. Pick. Yeah, I like the thinking behind it. It doesn't necessarily hurt either side that much, what with them doing it again. Celtic's goal difference is 51, Rangers is 50. Do you know what I mean? They don't need to go out and try and really do anything here apart from keeping a holding pattern. The league can be won and lost elsewhere. Yeah. Gordon, if you were backing this game yourself, what would you back it right now?
I'd back one each. Like I had this discussion in work yesterday, like for about 25 minutes with a variety of Old Firm fans, so not just on one side, and both have almost that exact same mindset. We just can't lose this game, and that's what I become interested in a game, is where both teams cannot lose, because 5-2 for a draw looks really good. Rangers got a game in hand as well, so Celtic can't drop any points. Like, if they lose this game, their season's not over, but they have a big mountain to climb. Andy, what do you think?
I think Rangers will win.
You think?
There you go. Straight up. Yep, I think it's Ibrox. I think they'll come out, they'll put a marker down, and they'll win the game. There you go. Throwing it out there. Well, but that's not good. That's not necessarily a good bet at the price. The best bet with the prices available is on the draw.
Yeah,
for sure. So I'm in agreement with you two. Which means that the outsiders this week are a win for Crawley Town away at Mansfield, a draw between Reggiana and Cittadella, and a draw between Glasgow Rangers and Glasgow Celtic in the Old Firm. If you did fancy smashing all of them together, it's 62-1, but I wouldn't necessarily advise that. That's just for.
I will be. I'll be smashing them all together, including another 9 picks on that as well. So
for everything that comes good.
Exactly. So
superb. Cool. On to the charity bet then. And this is where I let us down last week. So I'm being more conservative. I gave Gordon a hard time last week for backing something considerably under even money. But, you know, I can't really be doing that if he's picking winners and I'm picking things that kill the charity pick. So we are in the English Premier League, a good traditional UK kickoff time for Saturday at 3 p.m. for Aston Villa versus Brentford. And I like the home win for Villa here at 7-11. They're currently fourth spot, which is a Champions League spot. They'll be keen to maintain that. They've got 59 points from 30 games, scoring 62 and conceding 20 fewer, 42. Brentford are 15th. It's a 20-team league, so down in that bottom quartile, sitting on 27 points from 30 matches, scoring 42 times, conceding 55. Form-wise, Villa are up at the top end of that five-game form table, 10 points from the last five league matches. Brentford have managed just the 2 points. The home-away split here, Villa are solid at home. They're fourth in the home game table. Brentford 16th in the away game table. So pretty much that mirrors the overall league position and there's nothing to be concerned about there. Villa look great just now. They've got Champions League football to push for. I think they'll have enough to take care of what is a reasonably mediocre Brentford team who still have to play several of the teams that are below them in the league. So there are only five teams below them in the league and they've still got to play Sheffield United, still got to play Luton, still got to play Everton. That's where they can make sure that they're a Premier League team next year. They've already got quite an advantage, but they're the games that they'll be looking to take points from and, or potentially win. They don't need this one. So, whereas Villa do. So I think everything here points me towards an Aston Villa win. So they're my charity pick this week.
I think it's good that the picks that you brought this week, like Villa and Villawa to the podcast, are probably quite difficult if English isn't. I'm glad that most of our podcast listeners are English as their first language because that sounds almost identical, but it's spelt so unbelievably differently when it comes to like when you see them down.
Be all right if Danish was your first language?
Would be. But yeah, so anyway, for charity this week. So I'm going to be taking something at a slightly bigger price than I was last week, coming off a confidence of a decent week here. And I'm in the Italian Serie B. Similar to my outsider. And I'll be taking Parma, who are top of the league, away at Sud Tirol to win this game at 6-7. So, why Parma? Top of the league. Top of the league by 7 points over Como, who are in second. They play against the Sud Tirol team, who are nestled just under Reggiana and Cittadella. So they've got 38 points, as opposed to 40 and 39 there. So they're not quite out of the relegation fight yet, with the first relegation place being 34 points. But there are between 12th and 17th a 4-point gap. So these teams are all playing each other again. And if you look at the run-in, as Andy was talking about with Brentford, there are times that Sud Tirol will cement themselves as being still a Serie B team. This is not one of them, playing against the best away team in the league. So Parma have taken, on their off travels this season, 32 points from 15 away games, scoring 30, conceding 16. As opposed to Sud Tirol, which is interesting because Sud Tirol were a really, really good team at home last year. It's the reason they stayed almost in the promotion fight for getting into Serie A. But they've only taken 21 points from their 15. I think this is a really good opportunity to get Parma a decent price away from home. I think it's a really good opportunity for Parma to cement themselves as to being the team that wins this league. Because Como have been having a bit of an interesting time themselves over the last few games, dropping points where Parma haven't been. So you're going to get Parma away from home at 6-7. I think it's a good time to do so. Callum, how are you rounding out this week's show and who you bring in.
So finally, I am in France, League One. It's Sunday at 2 p.m. and I've picked out a game that I think is pretty good price for both teams to score. It's Toulouse versus Strasbourg, and you'll get both teams to score at 7-10. Both teams are locked in points, too far away to get into European places. Got a bit of a cushion above the relegation zone, so 6 points above the relegation with a few teams between them. So I think they can play with a kind of relative freedom here. I don't think there's any need for either team to be sitting in the back foot. When you look at the both teams to score statistics, Toulouse have had 6 of their last 8 league matches have seen both teams score, and that includes their previous 4 home matches, them obviously beating the home side this weekend. Strasbourg, in their last 16 league matches, have seen 13 of them, both teams to score, and that includes all of their last 8 away games have seen both teams to score. So When I see statistics like that, I chuck them together into a kind of probability. It's a bit of a rough model, and I was actually throughout 2-5 is what the price should be for both teams to score here. That's not exact, you know, it would need a wee bit of work if you were actually making the odds, but I think it shows a jump to 7-10 is a really good price for this. And it's a pretty straightforward one. Both teams have played a lot of games where both teams score, so I'm going to go both teams to score.
8 out of the last 10 times these teams have played each other, and they play each other all the time. Like, it's not as if that stretches back to like, yeah, that was 1976 was the, you know, that is like the furthest. When you look at those last 10 games, 2017, it's the last of them. So they're always scoring against each other. I think it's a really good pick.
Here's tremendous. One. It means the charity treble this week then is a win for Aston Villa at home to Brentford, a win for Parma away at Sud Tirol, and both teams to score in the matchup between Toulouse and Strasbourg. £10 of our own money would turn into £53.98. And hope
whose own money?
We're announcing that. my money. My money this week.
Right, good.
Same as last week. Same as last week.
Hopefully you know how to change that. The winner you know how to change that. You just need to win.
It's like, need to win. That's it. I like Villa this week. I'm going to do it. And then Parma and Toulouse and Strasbourg as well. And they were all good.
Yeah, they're all going to win.
We're all going to win. Gordon. Immediately coming on and getting the 12th fold means you're never invited on again, by the way, just to let you know, Cal. Like, you're coming on once. Again. Yeah, that's it. We just bin it there.
I'll take it, yeah.
Done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
if you were of the 12 fold mind, the way it's shaken out this week, actually, because we're all in leagues, there are... in the top tier of Bet365 payout zones when it comes to maximum payouts and various other things, means that you also get a bonus if you combine them at Bet365. So 7,317-1. Fiver on that, we'd return 54 grand, including an £18,000 boost. Now, that doesn't normally happen because I'm usually dicking about in some lower league somewhere, but, you know, this week, there you go.
Generally, the Liga Nacional that takes a bit of a dent into these things, but... yeah, hey, happy for that. And yeah, I'll take my 18 grand boost if that's all right on top of the initial stake.
We've got close before. We've been one away before. So
yeah,
let's see if we can go the whole hog. Although if we were genuinely trying our very best to hit a 12-4 tier, I maybe wouldn't have brought 5-1 Crawley to the table.
Yeah. I mean, at least it's an early payout league. They can go 2-0 up.
They can go 2-0 up and lose 3-2. They can go 2-0 up and lose 9-2.
Yeah, if they want. Yeah, as long as those two come first, we're happy.
And hopefully Danny Armstrong scores again for you this weekend, Callum.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Best of luck to our respective teams, Dundee United, Hibs and Killy. That's been great. Been a pleasure having you on, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me. It was good fun.
That's brilliant.
Oh, it's we'll been get dynamite you. In. Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll as get, we said, if you hit that 4 and we also hit our 4s, like, expect to see none of us ever again. Like, but yeah, I really good to have you on, Calman. Yeah, fab having you here.
Anything else before we wrap up this week's edition of this fine podcast?
Nothing from me.
Nothing from me.
Excellent. Thank you to everyone for listening. Remember, we do have a Facebook group. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook. Come and join the conversation there. Free to join. We've got 300 or so members all talking about what they like for the weekend ahead and sharing their tips and picks. Go to tramplebet.com. And if you fancy giving something back to the show, click on the link to Patreon for around £6 a month. You can become a member of the Trample Bet Club. And there you get all the picks written down, so you don't need to remember which one of the picks that we've brought to the table that you particularly like for your weekend's betting. You get the show early released as a video podcast on the Patreon platform. And you also get all the midsection stuff and the extra picks that didn't make the final cut of the podcast. Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Callum. Cheers, everyone. Good luck this weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.